Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, will join us in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll talk some Georgia football with him after another thrilling Georgia victory over Ole Miss on Saturday afternoon. Now up to number 5 in the AP poll. We'll talk to BA ahead of a bye week and then the cocktail party after that. The AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a moment.
10 days from Halloween. It's a Friday, which is nice. Is your costume situation set? Do you know what you and the fam are going to be? Are you sharing that?
Yeah.
Or is it a surprise?
No, I'll tell you.
Did you already share that? Did I miss it?
No. Well, we don't have a plan for me and my wife yet. The kids are Mario Brothers characters. Lily wanted to be the princess. Jack is Mario.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get a Luigi t-shirt or...
You want to go Waluigi.
I don't know
what
that means.
Flip it up a little bit.
What does that mean?
It's like an inverse Luigi. I don't know.
He's evil Luigi.
Yeah.
Oh, evil.
Mario,
okay.
But Luigi.
He wears purple.
Okay. Got it.
I'm just kidding. Bowser?
Or maybe Bowser.
Bowser's in play.
Like that. Yeah, that's a possibility. So now Halloween is 5 different things.
What do you mean?
I don't know if that's probably the case for Bo, where obviously you have Halloween night, right, where you still go trick-or-treating if you're a little kid.
Yeah.
But then, like, if you're a part of, a school or
trunk
if you're
or treat.
A church, there's a trunk or treat. Mm. And then also
lazy man's Halloween.
Our neighbor. So there's a trunk or treat that we'll be a part of, which is fun and cool and all that. And then there's another Halloween related thing next week as well. I don't remember exactly what it is, but and then obviously Halloween night. And yeah, so and for them, last year Lily did like 3 different costumes. So luckily for her, she has, you know, a lot of princess dresses and stuff like that she can go to the well.
Yeah, but Princess Peach is semi-specific.
It is. And you can get like you get the costume at Walmart or whatever, and it's got all the stuff you need, and that's really easy. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that.
And now what would Ashley be?
I'm not sure. There's only one female character, and Lily already cornered the market on that.
So right.
I don't know. I mean, the little mushroom guy?
Toad?
Toad, yeah. I like to think of my wife as a toad. No, that's probably not a good one. Are there any other girls in Mario? There's only one, right?
If you go look on Mario Kart, there's a lot of female characters.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to think. Either on like the Mario cartoon, or maybe they're in deep in some games.
I'm not a huge dresser upper.
Have we
point.
Confirmed that Yoshi is a male character?
I think Yoshi may actually be female.
I was going to say, like, I don't.
Yoshi lays eggs. So.
Which is a female trait.
Most, unless you're a seahorse.
Yeah. Unless you're a seahorse, which I don't think he's a dragon, right? Or
dinosaur.
Well, I don't think dragons are real.
Okay, but okay, so it's a dinosaur, reptile, so probably female.
Wait, he's a dinosaur?
I think so, yeah.
But also on Mario Kart, there's also several different colors of Yoshi. So there's a pink one, but then there's a black one, a blue one, a green one. So I don't know, they don't all have to be female.
Okay. Or you could be a character that's not, you know, you don't have to be a female character. It's
also
Halloween.
Correct.
You can cross-dress if you want on Halloween.
Yep. Just recast Mario. And
last year
Mario
we
at.
Did, this was my, last year was my perfect ideal.
She could be the question block.
Scenario. That's going to be a part of the trunk or treat. That's where the kids are going to get the candy from. They're going to punch up into the block and get the candy out of it.
Does one of them get
I don't know how we're going to do it yet. We don't have a great plan, but it's going to happen. Last year, we were Toy Story. So Lily was the little girl from Toy Story, the cowboy girl. Jack was Buzz Lightyear. My wife was also the cowboy girl, so I guess they could just both be princess. And then I was Andy, which was great. All I had to do was wear a name tag that said Andy. And I didn't have to do anything. That's a perfect dream Halloween scenario for me.
100%.
I'm a part of it, but I don't have to do all, you know what I mean? Because I'm not a big dress-up person.
Did you really? Carry around a Woody, a doll, with your name on a shoe?
I should have. That would have been good.
A great prop.
Yeah, that would have been. Or I think maybe Ashley was Woody and we wrote Andy on her foot.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
Even better.
Anyway, all right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow.
It wasn't ankle. It was some form of a bone bruise that I'll get more information for you as we get it. You know, obviously, he came in today. He saw our guys, saw our doctors. There's definitely some limitations. I don't want to sit here and lie to you guys and act like I was really locked in to see what it was. I was seeing how fast he can get back and how well he would be. So I'll get all the stuff to you as we get to Wednesday.
Yeah, so that's head coach Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix's injury. It's not an ankle sprain or any break or anything like that. It is a bone bruise in his foot, which timelines are all over the place based on the severity of it. And we don't know. He sounds like maybe he doesn't even know. Penix got looked at yesterday, and the next time we'll sort of get an idea of how hurt he is and what the timeline might be like is tomorrow at practice. We still won't know then. My guess is he'll be limited throughout the week. They'll probably tell us on Friday that it'll be a game day or game time decision. And then my assumption, and this is just my, and not even assumption, this is my guess, is that he'll play on Sunday. He'll be banged up, not 100%, whatever. They'll say no one's 100% this time of year, which is a popular thing for people to say.
Yeah.
And then he'll play, and hopefully he plays well because it's the Dolphins and need to beat those guys.
So it's interesting you say that because I thought that's what they were going to tell us yesterday. Oh, you know, he's fine. He got banged up a little bit, but he's doing all right. The fact that they specified an injury was a little bit surprising to me. I know I asked you earlier off air, what was your reaction? I was surprised they specified an injury this earlier in the week without.
Yeah, you could have just said like lower body, whatever.
I think they just could say, hey, he's banged up, but you know, he's fine. And so I was a little surprised, and that to me told me a little bit more towards where their head is at, as they're at least considering the possibility that he may not be able to go. And I mentioned, I just think it's going to be up to the medicals, because you've said it a couple of times today, and I agree with you. Penix is a tough dude, and he wants to be out there. He wants to be there for the team, and I totally get that. I also think it's a situation where the medical staff might need to protect him from himself. This is certainly an injury that can get worse. It doesn't necessarily get worse. It certainly could get worse by playing on it, and that could put you out for longer.
Yeah, I want to make sure I say this the right way, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying that it doesn't really matter because you're playing the Dolphins. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you need to put the quarterback out there, whether it's him or Kirk Cousins, that is physically able to give your team the best chance to win the game, because you absolutely need to win this game. Like, there's no, our quarterback was banged up and lingered throughout the week and led into game day and we didn't beat the, you have to beat the Dolphins.
And you also can't adjust the game plan offensively because the quarterback can't do certain things.
Right. You don't want to get out there midway through the second quarter and they're like, oh, this guy's a sitting duck. We can start keying in on what they're doing when Michael Penix has the ball in his hands. If he's out there, he has to be the quarterback that gives you the best chance to win the game. Again, said this in the 11 o'clock hour. I'll say it again. There are a certain faction of Falcons fans right now that don't believe 100% Michael Penix gives you the best chance to win the game. They believe Kirk Cousins should be out there. I don't believe that. He's the starting quarterback, and he's made 9 starts and looks like it at times. That's a part of it for me as well. Like,
if the process.
If development is the goal, which clearly it is.
Has to be.
They keep talking about it, right? Or he keeps, they're being criticized for lack of it in some circles. He needs to start. If you're developing him and playing time is the only
part of the discussion is if you make the playoffs, who gives you the best chance when you're there?
Yeah.
Maybe Michael Penix game 6 doesn't. Maybe Michael Penix game 18 does. Right. You know what I mean? And so that is part of the discussion over the course of the season. You also have to get to the playoffs. And that certainly is not locked up right now at 3-3 no. With, as Mike Conley said, some games that are a lot more difficult now than maybe you thought they would be. We start the season, Bunk. Colts were a win. We started the season.
No, we didn't. We did not do that.
Okay. A lot of people.
No, we didn't.
A lot of people. I know you guys like the Colts and the talent that
we don't do that.
No, but you know what I mean.
I kind of do, yeah. But we also know that every NFL season, stuff changes.
And through 6 games, we've also seen the games you circled as wins can be losses.
Right.
The games you've circled as losses can be wins.
But that's why you shouldn't circle games as wins or losses.
Yes.
But again, this I'm
yes.
I'm debating the wrong point here.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, so everybody knows, if today's your first day to the midday show, me and Randy didn't do that. We didn't circle anything. We just said they need to win this one. And here's what I do know, whether it was before the game, the season, whatever. The Dolphins are bad. They're a bad football team.
I did not think they were this bad.
Exactly, which is what's great about watching the games before you talk about who's going to win what. They're 1-6. And I think the most surprising thing today about the Dolphins is that Mike McDaniel's still their head coach. So there's no new coach energy or any of that kind of stuff. They're terrible. They've been outscored by 65 points on the season so far. They haven't won a road game. Mike Conte put it very well when he was with us in the 11 o'clock hour. There's a lot of pressure on this game. And beyond just it's the next one and there's only 17, beyond the cliches, because of where you're at right now, what happened with San Francisco and what your record is early in the season already against NFC teams. I know the Dolphins aren't an NFC team, but what your record already is in your division and in your conference, like, you got to make the layups. And right now, this Dolphins team is one of those games.
They benched their quarterback for Quinn Ewers.
That's right. That's what they did on Sunday.
Like that's where this team is.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care who the quarterback is. For us, I mean.
I know
for
you
us.
Mean. I know what you're saying. And in the from the perspective of just put the best team out there and win this game, because if you don't, it's catastrophic. I agree with you. But I also think it's beneficial for the starting quarterback and for the development of the offense for Michael Penix to be the starter every single week, as long as he's healthy.
that as long as he's healthy, is doing a lot of work here today, though.
It is.
I mean, that's the biggest caveat you could possibly have.
It is. But there's a level of healthy that is the threshold, right? He's not going to be 100%. What percentage can you go down to and still believe that he gives you the best chance to win? Because clearly, if he's a starter,
and see, that's not where I'm thinking. My thought process is not about giving you the best chance to win on Sunday. My thought process is making sure the injury doesn't worsen.
Right.
Because again, we're not taking anything for granted after 30-0 Carolina. But my thought process is whatever percentage Penix is giving you, you could probably still win. Mm-hmm. I need him to then be available, though, for the upcoming games. And so if there's any risk, in my opinion, of making this worse, it's where the medical staff needs to call attention to it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's where I'm at.
I agree with that.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.